Newt Gingrich, Media Creating a Fantasy Version of Harris Walt's Ticket. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on August 19, 2024. The establishment media are whitewashing the Harris Walt's record in an attempt to reinvent the Democratic ticket, according to former Speaker of the House, Newt Gingrich. The media are presenting the Harris Walt's ticket as new and moderate, Gingrich observes, creating a fantasy version of the candidates which bears no resemblance to reality. On Monday, British journalist Tim Stanley echoed these same reflections, commenting on the media-orchestrated Kamala Harris makeover in The Telegraph. Yesterday, she was an idiot, Stanley notes. Today she is the second coming of Lincoln, with quirks that once made her absurd, that crazy laugh. Her random use of unrelated words, rebranded as a breath of fresh air. Meanwhile, Tim Walz has been crowned America's dad, albeit a dad who takes a weirdo position on trans rights, abortion and illegal immigration, he adds. In his own essay, Gingrich underscores the disastrous situation on the southern border caused by the Biden-Harris administration. Democrats have reinvented their candidates with speeches and advertising in which Harris and Walz pretend to be deeply concerned about illegal immigration, controlling the border, and protecting Americans. Related, leftist protesting DNC, Kamala Harris. Why should we vote for you? The trouble is the facts repudiate virtually everything they say, he writes. Harris has opposed a strong border patrol, while stating that crossing the border illegally should not be a crime, Gingrich observes. As vice president, Harris presided over open borders, massive illegal immigration, and minimal border enforcement, contrary to the will of the people, he adds. For his part, Walz favors sanctuary cities and sanctuary states. He notes, whereas Americans overwhelmingly want local law enforcement to detain illegal immigrants. Walz is the perfect open border, pro-illegal immigrant vice presidential candidate. He argues, and as governor, he signed bills providing free college education and health care to illegal immigrants while allowing illegal immigrants to get driver's licenses, which could enable them to vote. The Democrats' battle against voter identification requirements may be one of the greatest gaps between the left and the American people, Gingrich writes. The unpopularity of their positions is the reason why Democrats and the media are creating the fantasy Harris-Walz ticket. He contends, so Americans should get ready for 3 months of reverse positions that are the exact opposite of their records. Follow it, Williams Rome.